It's the post-match show after Liverpool have won. Hallelujah. Praise whatever Lord you believe in. The God of Divokovigi, whoever that is. I'm joined by Phil Blundell, by Andy Heaton, and by Paddy Fitz. And Paddy, we're all feeling good, man. Another 2-0 win. We always win in Budapest.
We do. I think it was just lovely seeing them smile, wasn't it? At the end when they were all coming off smiling, we're all smiling. Liverpool winning again. It feels like something we became so used to and we've had it taken away from us so cruelly. And, you know, we'll get on to the performance, but you know, just seeing how happy they were and how positive they've been, even in the press conference. You know, we spoke yesterday on the Under the Light show about, you know, when Aldo in the press conference seemed upbeat and things, and you know, going into the game, you know, in a way they had everything to lose. You know, they're already on a bad run. Everything could have gone wrong tonight, and they made sure nothing went wrong, and the performance was brilliant. So made up. Liverpool won. Quarter final to look forward to. Only 8 teams left. Liverpool one of them. We'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, and only 8 teams left. Andy, we're in the draw, and that's the most important thing, isn't it? People have their eye on Liverpool again. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't take much, does it? And you know, we've got a great form in this competition. Obviously, last year didn't quite go how we wanted it to, but generally speaking, this team over 2 legs, you can't write them off.
No, you can't, John. Klopp's record in the Cup since he's been here has been pretty good in European competitions. It'll be this 4th final in, what, 5, 6 seasons. And we've got pedigree, and there's the whole mythology of Liverpool, and all right, fair enough, the league campaign's been not on shores of a fucking disaster, but Bayern Munich aren't paying much attention to that. Yeah. And neither are there any other teams, any other teams in the draw. You won't want to draw Liverpool. And, you know, it's easy to write off, oh, they've only beat Red Bull, but Red Bull, they're not a bad side. They're not a bad side at all. And we didn't just win. What was satisfying is that they won really well today. And I think they played well in the first leg, but today I thought they were exceptional. I thought they looked strong at the back. All the things that has been stressing me out seems to be alleviated today. They looked good at the back. I thought Nat Phillips had a good game. I thought Kabak quietly had a good game. The midfield actually looked like it had midfielders in there, which was a bonus. And and the front three, as the game got on, got sharper and sharper. Brilliant.
Yeah, loads I want to pick up there what Andy said, but I think it's worth stressing, Phil, that they are a good team. You know, they're on a great winning streak in the Bundesliga. They've won every game between these two legs, and they used to bully insides, and we've bullied them in both legs and in both halves today. It might have gone in 0-0, but we were the better team, and we showed it in the second half again.
It's one of those where, isn't it, you play European sides, and a lot of the thing in European football is you base a lot of it on the name, I think.
Yeah.
Like, Real Madrid could be at the same level as
if
Valencia.
If we played Sampdoria, I'd shame myself.
Like, Real Madrid could be at the same level as, let's say, Valencia. And you'd think, oh, it's Real Madrid, I'm a bit more intimidated. And that's what people also see with Liverpool. They'll see Liverpool and they'll go, Christ, I don't want to play them. They've been to 2 of the last 3 finals. They know exactly what they need to do to get there again. This team isn't a bad... We've been doing a lot seriously wrong the last few months, but it's not a bad football team. It's still got strength. It's still got excellent footballers. And it's also... We're also in a weird position now where, if you actually look at the injuries now, it's only the centre-backs, really. The midfield are all back. The attackers, bar Firmino, are all back, but I don't necessarily think...
Henderson.
But Henderson is all... I think, to be honest, if he'd been here tonight, I think Henderson possibly would have played centre-back, so I think you can almost put him down as a centre-back at the minute. But things are looking a lot brighter, and you're in a position where you look at that performance tonight and doing what we've done to them over 2 legs, at the same time, it makes you think about Bayern Munich and think, they're running Bayern Munich close. They've played Bayern Munich recently and drawn 3-3 and were, you know, they weren't a lucky 3-3. It was a 3-3 that they deserved something from. They were Bayern Munich a 2-0 down against Dortmund inside 10 minutes on Saturday night. You should be looking at that going, well, okay, if we get Bayern Munich, is there a massive amount to be concerned about? Are there any teams in this who you're looking at and thinking, we should be hugely, hugely concerned about over 2 legs? Because I'm not sure there are. We can talk about drop-offs that we've had recently and it's not been great, but at some point that's not going to stay forever, in the same way that we had to fall into this situation we've found ourselves in. We'll find our way out, and then eventually there's going to be a situation where teams looking at us going, don't want to play them. That's where we are now.